Welcome to another edition of Run Talk SA, hosted by Mr. Active, David Katz, where we chat everything to do with running from a South African perspective. Don't forget, you can be in touch too. Just search for Run Talk SA on social media.
Welcome to this week's edition of Run Talk SA. I'm David Katz, Mr. Active, and a few months ago we chatted to chiropractor Wayne Borofsky from Synergy Holistics. Really interesting session, just to find out more what chiropractors do, what they look out for us runners when we go in there. We don't tell them we have problems, they find them without us even having to mention a word. Another step in the process, and often comes after seeing a chiro or after seeing a physiotherapist, is going to see a biokineticist. So having done three World Series events, 198 kilometers over 6 days of racing in 7 weeks, I thought I better come get checked out by a biokineticist. And I've had a really interesting session with Claudia DeSantos, and we're just going to run through that process a bit, find out exactly what it is that a bio does. So Claudia, first of all, thanks very much for joining us on Run Talk SA today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Claudia, first of all, just straight out, biokineticist, physio, chiropractor, people hear all these terms, they kind of know or they kind of think, but they don't know. What is the basic role and what basically does a biokineticist do?
So basically, we're the final phase of rehabilitation. Personally, I work on mechanics, joint mobility, joint strengthening, and seeing how the body moves in relation to itself in terms of other joints. Some biokineticists work joint specific. You injure a knee, you rehab it through exercises. I like a little bit more technical, where no one really knows where an injury is coming from, and we build a picture. And then we use exercise and flexibility to kind of rehabilitate and align the body again.
Well, talk me through that picture. So today basically came in, you do a very thorough exam. A lot of it's just looking and a lot of it is checking what is weak, what is stronger, where the differences are. I mean, we found quite a few. I have one leg that goes in and one that goes out. Kind of things you know, but also blows my mind because you guys pick up on such amazing things that kind of puts everything into perspective why you have certain niggles. So generally a first appointment, someone comes in here, what do you do with them?
So we always start with history. I like to find out when an injury started, any previous injuries. Previous injuries for me are so relevant. They tell me a little bit about where your body's been, what injuries have developed, and what compensations have developed from those previous injuries. So you could have rolled off a left ankle, kind of not gotten it treated, and then a year or 2 years later developed a hip issue on the other side. Relevance? That left ankle, you took weight off of it, moved onto that right leg, the right hip started to tighten up, and now it's now painful. You go and you do some treatment on that right hip, you go out running again, that left ankle hasn't been sorted out, right hip comes back, and you're sitting with the first issue again. Primary concern, primary injury was that left ankle. Got to sort out that left ankle, just as an example.
What sort of things do you, so you'll do all the assessments, you'll analyze, you'll spot the weak areas, and then what, you put a series of exercises together, strengthen certain areas, and then work with the client that way?
So obviously the mechanics and the posture of the body is really relevant. For me, another important part is which muscles are being used. So for your example, you were turning your leg out with the wrong muscle. You've got a number of muscles that do the same movement. However, you've got muscles that should be doing the movement over others. So the one muscle might be compensating for a weakness for the primary muscle. Turning the leg out is a bum glute exercise. Sometimes people tend to use a hip flexor instead, and they think they're doing the exercise right. Instead, they're doing it incorrectly. You never strengthen. So for me, where that movement's coming from, what muscle's being used is so important.
Now, looking at the core area, everyone knows about core. Some runners ignore core. Some runners do try to make an effort, but it's very important, as you showed me today, to focus on doing it properly. I do a lot of yoga. I've had people show me sort of core over the years. I was still doing it wrong. How important is core? I mean, it's one of the fundamental things when it comes to keeping strong.
So I've spoken to quite a few patients who've been treated by other bios. I've spoken to a number of bios. Some think it's important. Other think it's not relevant. For me, I think it's relevant. So the difference being why I have this opinion is I've treated some guys mostly who struggle to engage with the core, and I move along with the process. And they rehab a little bit slower. They strengthen a little bit slower. The mechanics don't change as much. Those who get the core spot on, they're the ones who strengthen, who change mechanics quickly. And I think it's down to having a good core connection.
Well, proof is in the practice, and anyone who does work on core, as I say, I mean, I've just learned now, I haven't been doing it properly, but I probably have a stronger core than most people on average, and it does make a difference. You do feel the difference. Talk to us now from those runners out there. I know a lot of runners, they just run, and maybe they stretch a bit, they don't stretch enough. It can lead to injuries, and they maybe do find themselves out with niggles a little bit more. The core and the stability stuff around the hips, around the ankles, it really is so important for runners.
Well, definitely. I mean, like I said to you earlier, the feet are your foundation phase of a building. Strong ankles, strong knees, strong hips. For me, your pelvic stability and your core stability is the strength of the walls on your building. Okay. You can't correct mechanics unless you're doing core and pelvic stability. And like you've mentioned before, some people get it wrong. The way I teach core, it's been through Eastern medicine textbooks that I've learned. Breathing into certain parts of the body, connecting the mind to that muscle, as opposed to just thinking it's a muscle that just needs to get stronger. It's a mind-muscle connection as opposed to a strengthening connection.
Now, looking again, sticking with runners, I mean, it is the most important thing. What are some of the more common injuries or niggles you tend to see with your running clients?
Well, where do we start? I don't think you can isolate it to a specific part of the body. We get loads of ankle, especially for the off-road, loads of ITB, a lot of hip issues, and anything from a labral tear to a bursitis, just to anything really around the hips. So I would say hips, knees, and ankles. You know, runners, they have to be conscious of their movements. You can't just go out onto the road and run. I mean, the patients that I speak to that are runners, and I treat a lot of runners, they use it as an outlet. For me, anytime you exercise, you have to connect with the body. It shouldn't be used as an outlet, because then you just misuse your body. Connect with your body. Is your right glute firing when it's supposed to? Is your left hamstring firing when it's supposed to? Are you feeling stiff afterwards in both areas of your body, left and right? Be conscious. Connect with the muscles that you should be using. Don't just go out and run.
Well, Claudia, that's some fantastic advice. If people want to find more out about you and your practice, and they've got a niggle and they want to maybe come see you to have something sorted, how do they get hold of you?
So we are on the website, www.synergyholistics.co.za, or you can just kind of Google me, Claudia Dos Santos, Biokinetics.
Well, Claudia, thank you very much for your time and your insights today here on Run Talk SA. As it was with Wayne Borowski a couple of months ago, it really is so important as a runner to not let those niggles stop you running, to strengthen. And a biokineticist is going to sort that problem out so it doesn't get worse, so you carry on running well and running strong for years to come. So some fantastic advice, and we'll put those details up for Claudia on the website of the show notes of this episode. Thanks for joining myself, David Katz, Mr. Active. Catch up with you same time, same place next week.
Thanks for listening to this week's Run Talk SA. We love hearing from you, so check us out on social media. Just search for Run Talk SA or email podcast@runtalksa.co.za. You can also advertise your race on our platform. Just go to runtalksa.co.za/race to find out more.